20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. U.S. Marine veteran Trevor Reed, held by Russia for 3 years before being brought out in a prisoner swap, has been injured fighting against Russian forces in Ukraine. CBS's Weijia Zhang says, according to the Biden administration, it did not know Reed had gone to Ukraine.
And this was a decision that he made on his own to go and support Ukraine. And number two, that the U.S. government has been explicitly warning against this, warning against Americans going to Ukraine on their own.
Bo Bergdahl's sentence is thrown out by a federal judge. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest.
A judge has wiped the conviction and sentence for Bo Bergdahl. He's the former Army sergeant who deserted his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured by the Taliban. In a revelation made in the Serial podcast in 2015, he said he did it to call attention to problems at his unit and wound up never facing prison time.
What was going on was a danger to the lives of the men in that company.
Now, the federal judge says the Army colonel who oversaw that trial had applied for a job with the Trump-era Department of Justice, raising the appearance of bias. Then President Trump called Bergdahl a traitor and suggested that he be executed. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Some portions of the U.S. are again dealing with smoke from Canadian wildfires. WCCO-TV reporter Jonah Kaplan is at the Wildfire Command Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Nearly 29 million acres burned. That's like the entire state of Iowa on fire. All of it's being monitored right here at what's called CIFCE, the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center. There are 12 countries that are contributing to the firefighting effort. Everything is done on the provincial level, whether it's in British Columbia, the Northwest Territories, all the way east to Quebec, even in Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, and Nova Scotia.
Looks like package delivery will be uninterrupted at UPS now that the company and Teamsters have reached a tentative contract deal. Indiana businessman Bob Schruck had come up with an alternate plan just in case.
I just changed two vendors to FedEx. So when I receive packages now, I'm stopping all my UPS packages on the inward bound. Not because I don't like UPS, but it's just I can't afford for them not to deliver.
The 340,000 employees still have to approve the deal. President Biden is proposing a rule he hopes will persuade insurance companies to increase their coverage for mental health treatments. It would require insurance companies to study whether their customers have equal access to medical and mental health benefits and provide the same level of coverage for both.
Our networks of providers are badly inadequate, with far fewer psychiatrists, therapists, and other mental health professionals compared to all other medical specialties.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 67. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 85. Lows level off around 65. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 67. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 85. Lows level off around 65. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.